welcome, welcome, one and all. We have adopted the acronym MGM because, well, it's just a well-known hashtag. I mean, not that it has anything to do with what we're doing here.
It has everything to do with what
everything. We're doing. Okay. Yeah. Rob, do you remember MGM? Do not look behind you.
Yeah.
Okay. What is it?
Marketabilities.
Yes.
By Growing Media?
Yeah. Ding, 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 ding.
My first thought went to Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, okay. Or Meyer, however you pronounce it.
Yes, I was actually going to say it could stand for Market, Grow, Make, or Make, Grow, Market.
Wow.
That could be a good campaign.
That's a great campaign, right? Yeah.
Okay. Write it down.
Yes. All right. Well, we have around the table. I'm Angie Wyatt.
I'm Rob.
Prescott.
And Lucas.
Yes. Okay. Great. Well, we're here as part of this podcast to share something that's meaningful, that might benefit our listeners and our viewers.
Why are you looking at me?
Because I wonder if you came prepared today.
Not even a little bit.
Damn it. Okay, wait. Did I say that out loud?
That's okay. It's not even a swear
word. I'll bleep it out.
Bleep, bleep. Okay.
Kids show.
Kids show. Absolutely. Do kids listen to podcasts? Oh, they do. My son goes to sleep listening to Rogan.
Actually,
well,
I think
that is not a kid's podcast.
It's 2017. Is it really bad?
No. I'd say his guests make it like sometimes
raunchy.
Because he pulls
there
in
are,
like
there are some weird personal questions that do happen.
He's not like Howard Stern. Or
no.
Great. It's like Joe Rogan kind of pulls people on that could be on kind of controversial topics.
Okay.
So it's really Joe's just leading the interview, and their personality is kind of what makes it raunchy.
Okay. All right. Great.
And I mean, Joe's a little raunchy too.
Yeah.
Is he?
I mean, he
just like a little bit. I mean, he's an announcer for boxing, so he's kind of you know.
He's also the host of Fear Factor.
Yeah, I was about to say Fear Factor is kind of a raunchy show in itself.
Okay. Well, I read something this week that he's really good at what he does, but part of it is the predictability. People know what he will say, but it's just the interesting comments coming from his guests and the way that he's able to set them up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah, which is kind of cool because I think that's why people come back, and that's why his episodes are so long. They're like 2 or 3 hours.
Yeah, gosh.
Yeah, it's crazy.
For one? Or does he record like 3 and 4 hours and then releases them in hour increments?
No, he releases like full 2 or 3 hour episodes. Him and Tim Ferriss both do that, and it's insane. And if you like what's going on, it's actually easy to listen to. But it's only if you like the content.
If
you don't like the content,
That's back to what we were talking about.
Yeah, but there are also different kinds of podcast listeners too. Like some people who want a short little snippet of 30 minutes so they can just listen to it all, and other people who are like, they're on their drive and they get to where they're going. They're in the, you know, an hour into a 2-hour-long podcast. They stop and then they're going to pick it up whenever they leave again. That's what I always do.
Right.
Yeah.
That's exactly.
I always try to save my long podcasts for drives.
Right.
Okay.
And then my short podcast is what I listen to on the daily.
Yeah. Right. When I'm going back and forth from here in Chicago, I just put on really long podcasts. Usually I like true crime or something like that because they can put it over like 3 or 4 episodes.
Great.
But When
I
I'm
like
here.
To listen to haunted stories.
Ooh, those are good too.
Those are really good.
What is wrong with the human mind where we're just like, let's listen to podcasts about murder and haunted things and scary.
It's things that, like, actually there's a link that it's stuff that we don't fully grasp or understand because we're, like, functioning in a society where those are people that can't function in a society. And so they've created this rules that they act on.
Yeah.
And us as, like, regular, like, functioning people, we're like, why are they doing that? Which is like, why is the biggest question of everything? So that's why so many people
or how?
Yeah,
and they say if you can't comprehend it, you aren't capable of doing it.
That's it. Yeah, it's exactly right.
Did you know this?
I don't know if I agree with that.
Yeah, I don't know if I agree with that.
I asked a state's attorney one time, a long time.
Like they know anything.
Like they know anything. A lawyer? No. I said, how in the world? He said, there's a reason you can't understand how they could do it is because you aren't capable of doing it. Still don't believe it.
And that right there is why we have a job. Because normal people can be great at coming up with a product, but they don't know how to market it.
Oh, and that was a good little segue right there. That was really good.
Yes, that is good, but I think they also choose not to. I think that's what Rob is kind of thinking too.
Okay.
Is like... People, like, it's not like they can't comprehend it. They choose not to comprehend it because they focus on other things.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That was it?
That's where my head's at.
Yeah.
Like,
perfect.
If there's something that I don't want to do, or if there's something that I don't want to, like, try to learn how to do, I'll learn how to do something else. That doesn't mean that I can't learn how to do that the mm-hmm. first thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Perfect. Yeah, I mean, that's why your toolbox is the way it is. It's stuff that you also partially enjoy.
Right.
And you see value in it because maybe it meshes together with other things that you do.
Right, and I stay away from the things that I don't enjoy.
Hey, that's, I mean.
Man, we are really like, we're just circling the block, aren't we? Mm-hmm. There's like a lot going on here, so we're going to kind of dive in. The reason that we're here, and hopefully you get something out of it, we're really encouraging people this year to go for what you want. If you truly enjoy what you do, you don't go to work. I know that sounds cliche, but we determined, you know, in the last podcast that you can work for something. And if your hobby just happens to become your job, that's not such a bad thing, right? So we want people
Sometimes.
To craft a growth-oriented mindset, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
For everything mm-hmm. they do. That could be personal or business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. How are you crafting that growth-oriented mindset this year, Rob?
Well, I've been growing for the last... Well, actually, a shrinking
You've
for the
been
last
shrinking.
Year.
Yes, he's lost like... are you like at 150 now? Let's go ahead
Almost,
get
like 149, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yes, in 1 year. Everybody.
That's huge, man.
That is fantastic.
You lost a person.
Yeah.
You lost great. A Prescott. There's a Prescott lost somewhere.
Plus 30.
And right? we don't need to find
yeah,
him.
Plus
30. yeah, so it's... I've been... for this next year, I haven't really considered like what I'm going to be focusing on. Well, no, actually, no. Let
yeah,
me start that over.
You've shared it. We were on an 11-hour ride a couple of days ago going to an assignment, and you shared what you were doing this
Oh, you'll
year.
Have to remind me then because I don't remember what it is.
Wait, Rob, how did
Rob
you
probably talked a lot on that whole trip, and he was like, I don't remember
I
what
don't
I said
it was
at hour six.
We,
yeah.
worked,
so.
We worked for 19 hours
Dude.
Over 2 days,
yeah.
so I don't remember anything that I said
we
or
take
did.
Care of our clients.
But
no
I'm pretty sure it was honest or true. What was it? What was it?
That you focus on, you know what's required of you, but you also know how to keep that balance in your mind that you're never going to give too much to any one thing. Like, you're not going to work in lieu of relationships, your
yeah.
friends,
oh,
your
yeah.
family.
My friends and my family will always come first. And
Well, we like to think that we're a little bit of both. You know? I mean,
Rob.
Well, I'm not saying you're not my friends.
Sensitive.
But I'm talking about, like, the work. Like, the work, and I don't know how you personally, Angie, feel about this, but... My work will come second to my relationships and my life. And that's a lot of times that gets me, I don't want to say it gets me in trouble, but it's like, it's a different mindset than a lot of people have. Cause they're like, you have to work to advance, to get.
Well, you already feel that way. You know that you have to, you've started investing in the market. You know that you have to take on certain projects, but Rob's never going to be that one that will stay and not go to the party. He'll not stay at the office, mm-hmm. you know, and not go to the go
Well,
to the
I can't say never. Like, it's probably 50-50. Like, there yeah. are times when I'll stay at the studio working until 8 o'clock in the morning to get the project done.
Right.
Overnight till 8 o'clock in the morning.
It's because you started at 8 p.m., like, instead of just the regular work.
Well, sometimes.
Not always, but yeah.
Not always, but yeah. Okay. And then other times I will choose to, like, I'll be like, all right, I'm going to put this project on hold. I have plans with my friends. I'm going to go do that and right. then come back and finish the project.
Just know that you put in a full day. Know that when you're going to hang out with friends and family, you can be proud of what you've accomplished. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
Yeah. Well, I think we were talking about balance on the last episode.
Yeah.
One big thing for me is I always make sure my mornings are for me and for no one else.
I love that. Yeah. And mornings, like 6 a.m., right?
Yeah, yeah. I tend to wake up in between 5 and 6 most days. You know, obviously, if we're working until midnight or 3 or whatever in the morning, then I'll get up later. I'm not going to sacrifice my sleep because I've done that before and it's not worth it.
Mm-hmm. I 100% agree.
Yeah, yeah. It's not worth yeah. it. And so I seclude my mornings for myself. And then, like, for example, I have dedicated times each week, unless we're on, like, on like a work trip or something big, that it's like Tuesdays and Thursdays are dedicated to my girlfriend and her daughter. It's like, we have dinner those nights.
I love that.
Pretty much no matter what. And unless, like I said, something big is happening.
Just
or
wait till it becomes 7 days. Will she then still be your girlfriend and your daughter?
No. She'll be my
your wife. And your
yeah,
daughter.
Yeah.
And if you like them the same, it'll be great though.
Yeah.
You're a good partner.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be great. It's going to be great. That's
Wait, where have I heard that before?
Yeah. Last year. That was a 2021 saying.
Yeah, it was some tall guy. Anyways.
Exactly. Yeah. It's going to be great. But, you know, I do think that we want the balanced person. I mean, I want all of you to be balanced if you're going to be in my life. You know, Brandon brought up last hour or last podcast that, You need sleep to be a normal person, to be a happy person. We found out in the first podcast of 2022, coffee was making him irritable.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah, so I haven't had coffee since the last day of 2021.
Fist bump.
And even now, like, I can't drink this. Like, I've made it like a quarter of the way through, and
it's
I'm
only
like,
because
Rain's a sponsor. I don't know if I want it that much anymore. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's weird, but and then I just feel good, man. Like, that's so much better.
Remember when you were asking me, like, when I stopped, because back when I started losing weight, I stopped drinking coffee. And you were like, how do you function throughout the day? And I'm like, I don't know, man. I just do.
Yeah. And like, I still have caffeine because like my pre-workout has caffeine in it.
Right.
I'm still drinking tea that has
caffeine. Oh, no, that makes you feel good. I like that pre-workout stuff.
Yeah. And the pre-workout that I have doesn't have like a ton of caffeine. It's no offense to the Southern Illinois brand that, you know, I'm not going to mention their name. They have so much caffeine in their pre-workout, I can't handle it.
I like see things when I take that stuff.
Yeah, that's,
but I like
it's
it.
Crazy.
So
I don't like it.
So I know we're not trying to talk about this too much, but this is a funny story. So the first time I ever took pre-workout, they gave me one scoop in a bag. Or no, sorry, half a scoop in a bag. And I took half of that. So I took essentially a quarter of a scoop of pre-workout.
Did you snort it or just?
No, I put it in water.
Sorry. Inappropriate.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Inappropriate.
I put it in water and I drank it.
That, bleep that out too.
And I was like, as like maybe 10, 15 minutes later, I was like, I can lift the world. But I've never taken it since then because I don't.
So first time I ever had it, no one told me. No one talked to me about it. Oh, I did a full effing scoop.
Oh, wow. You're going to have to bleep that too.
And
this is a family.
No, I said effing.
Oh, you did say effing.
Yeah, that's fine.
Angie replaced it in her head with the real word.
Yeah. And I showed up here. And the old tall guy that used to work here.
Yeah.
Marcus. He's a cool dude. No,
I don't want to mention his
you didn't
name.
Want to mention his name? Okay.
Well, sleep.
He didn't die or anything.
Anyways, I showed up and I'm like, dude, something's wrong like with me. And he's like, what do you mean? I was like, I took that pre-workout.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, so? And I'm like, I am like losing it right now.
Right.
And he's like, how much did you take? A full scoop. And he's like, you shouldn't have done that.
He's also the dude that brought in those capsules that time and we took them and
it
he
makes
was,
you sweat.
Oh, it made me vomit and have a headache. Mm-hmm. And I was so mad at him. Like, out of commission.
Wait a minute, we just take random pills now?
We do. I mean, if it's a client, we're trying out their product.
Yeah, it's worth
we'll let you know if it works.
I did that once a long time ago where I was working at this like data entry place and I was falling asleep because like I didn't know how to go to bed early. So I went to this girl and I was like, man, I just cannot stay awake. And she goes, well, here, take these. And I was like, okay, cool.
What?
So she
did
handed
it come
me
from a prescription bottle.
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
She
well, that may
me,
actually be worse.
Yes.
She handed me two pills and she was like, here, take these. So I went and sat down and I took both of them.
Oh my gosh.
Because, you know, anytime you take, you know, Tylenol, Advil, whatever, you're going to take two pills typically. So I was like, okay, cool. Because I'd never, ever taken any kind of pills in my life except for like regular medicine, like aspirin or Tylenol. So I took these two pills and I'm sitting there working and all of a sudden I'm like, I'm reaching for the keyboard and I'm shaking.
Dude.
And I'm like, I felt jittery. I had no control. Like, I didn't have control of my fine motor skills. So I went to her and I was like, what is happening to me? And she goes, well, what do you mean? I was like, well, I took those pills. And she goes, this look of terror. She goes, did you take both of them? I'm like, yeah, like anytime you take a pill, you usually take two of them. And she goes, no, you should have only taken one of them.
Oh, no.
I think they were probably like some kind of diet pills or
stimulants,
caffeine pills or whatever.
Yeah.
And I felt like complete garbage. So now, if anybody ever offers me any kind of medicine, I don't take it.
So that lesson is, I mean, it is tough.
Rob,
because,
I believe there's a company called Dare that does that.
Yeah, no doubt.
To keep a kid off drugs.
No doubt. I mean, I mean, what was that lesson? To only take one or never to take, you know?
Don't take stuff you don't know what it is.
That's a great lesson.
Like, there was, I had a boss a long time ago. He
YOLO.
Offered me. Yeah, YOLO. Yeah, YOLO for a very short time. You keep that up. So there was a boss of mine who offered me a pill one time, and it was in a prescription bottle, and it was like Tylenol 3. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. I went back into my room where I worked, and I chucked it in the trash. I'm like, I appreciate the sentiment, but I'm not going to take it.
Yeah.
Especially, I don't know what Tylenol 3 does to you. I don't know anything about it. Plus, I don't know 100% sure that it was Tylenol 3.
Yeah. Well,
should have taken it.
Nope.
I don't know. I mean, we can talk more about it if they're going to sponsor. Otherwise, we're not going to mention any more of those brands. But we should get back to the work at hand, and that is to help people grow their business, to scale up, to have a better mindset, to enjoy what you do, because you do spend 75% of your life at work, Rob.
No, in Rob's case, mine's more like 50 to 60%.
You've actually increased. So hey, recently,
like 93 hours
some
one
crazy
week.
Stuff. I'm like, go home. I mean, you've exceeded what you can make here.
Well, I just had a bunch of projects I had to get done.
You did. You did.
Those but deadlines.
We also want to give you, you know, little things to take away, and we want you to realize that you are capable and deserving of success, whatever that means to you. And success is defined so many different ways.
Yeah, I mean, I think success is literally whatever you make it, right?
It's subjective.
Because it could be, you know, somebody just wants to make $100,000 a year or something, mm-hmm. and then that mm-hmm. they're great. What's other people, you know, want to make $1 million a year, and then or whatever, or maybe it's not money at all. Maybe it's like, hey, I want to grow this business to this thing and impact this many lives.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Or you want to have more relationships, so you feel like a fuller individual.
That's my goal is
dude, you
people.
Already have too much of a social circle. I mean,
yeah,
like,
geez,
he's
Rob.
Yeah, he's blocked off most evenings. Like, Rob's out.
Yeah,
out.
On the calendar it says Rob unavailable most of the nights.
What is that? Like, how many game nights can you have, right?
Not enough, apparently.
Well, Rob accepted Christ. The challenge.
Well, that's what success means to me, is like building successful relationships with people, and it's not so much like working on things or building something like mm-hmm. like a business or whatever. My successes are like actually inspiring people and making people feel like they're loved and cared for, and that you want to spend time. Like, I have friends who are like, I don't feel like I spend enough time with people. Like, I feel very lonely, and I'm like, well, let's do something. Let's do whatever mm-hmm. you want to do.
Yeah. That's a great lesson. And I think that makes you stronger as an individual. And that's something that I put at the forefront of my mind this year, is sometimes you are tired. You do work a lot, and you just want to kind of, you know, retreat, and you want to pull back and be a little introverted. And I used to call it sort of refueling. But I am finding, and I'm going to challenge myself to do this more this year, is no, if you have some downtime, call a friend, go see them. You know, even if they're in another state, if you haven't seen them in a while and you know that you have something great with that person and you're a better person when you're around them, go be with them.
Yeah.
Make time for that.
Mm-hmm.
That actually brings up a really good point, like to surround yourself with people who make you a better person.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. 100%.
6 degrees, was it? What is it?
Hmm?
Well, the average of the six.
Oh, that's a connection. Yeah. Yeah. That's the laws of average.
Yeah.
So, which actually, yeah, that's huge, because when I came in here, I wasn't an underachiever. I was just hyper focused on like a couple of things. I saw everybody here with like unique toolkits, and now I have my own unique toolkit.
Yes, you do.
It's after, I would say, probably like a solid like 4 or 5 months with everybody here.
Awesome.
So,
is that because we're too hard on you?
No,
we expect things that
I came from like a group of people that like we would do a lot of online gaming and stuff, and it was like more or less like an elitist mentality that they had. Like, if you weren't putting up your numbers, you didn't get to go and do all the fun stuff with them, which is like kind of shaped me with like a really rough outlook on a lot of stuff. And so I can take a lot harsher criticism than I think a lot of people think that I can handle, but I enjoy it because it's what's going to make me better in the long run.
No doubt.
So, but yeah, to go back to that, that's I also came from a lifestyle that preached college, and I don't like not college at all. Like, there's a lot of good stuff, but I also think that trades are a bit better right now.
Man, it's so true with this generation. I mean, my son's grappling with it. He goes, Mom, do I really go spend your, you know, life savings when he already has that mindset? And of course, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
So I'm going to say yes, until there may be another opportunity in your life, or, you know, Steve Jobs, we know that story. I mean, he kept going, and he didn't know why, and he wanted to attend those classes that he could learn something, you know, in, and not necessarily declare, you know. And I think he took a calligraphy class or something, hence the fonts.
Oh, yeah.
You know, on computers and such.
That right. Sounds like me, just like, I'm like, oh, that looks like something interesting. Let me go try that out. And I'll go, like, take calligraphy for no reason. It's not in my major or anything. And I'm just like, I want to go do that.
Yeah.
I would say probably the best thing to do for anybody that's looking to figure out what to do after high school is go and get an associate's in business, because that opens you up to the world with just about anything.
That is a great idea.
Or if you're in an area where there's like a lot of different businesses, just shadow some people.
Right.
There's a lot of people. You can do it within reason, yes. The medical field. Yes. You can do it in most of your, not fine motor skill jobs.
your technical jobs.
Yeah, your technical jobs. That right there, that's a whole entire way to just kind of like, oh, hey, I didn't have to spend $10,000 a semester to figure out I don't like this.
Knowledge is power. Make sure you reach out and get some.
I actually think that you can – I think the best course of action, especially right now, this is just personal opinion, is finding somebody who's doing it like the best. Mm-hmm. Who's doing it the best. And do they have a course? Do they have something that they created? Can you somehow mimic that?
Could you pay them for their time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Could you do that?
For example, I know a guy in the music industry who never went to college, but what he did is he called the professors at Berklee College in LA, and he said, hey, I want private lessons. Mm-hmm. And so he took private lessons. He would fly. He was from North Carolina. He flew out to LA like every other week.
His expense.
Yes, his expense. He paid for their hours on their personal lessons.
That's right.
Got the same education that you would get at Berklee, but paid like significantly less.
Oh, wow. That's
while he was flying back and forth.
That's smart.
Dude, so I did the same thing. A journalist for 20 years, and I started that whole children's book and being an author and a merchandiser. And I called, and I think I identified myself. I'm not sure, but I didn't know how receptive they would be, but the inventors and creators of Elf on a Shelf.
Oh, that's cool.
I said, how did you do what you do? And it's a mom. She was a former educator and her daughter, and they talked about the importance of going into classrooms and just getting your name out there. And so I did all those things, and then obviously we know where Elf on the Shelf landed. And
right.
Timmy the Tractor landed in a barn, you know, because of the spiel and growing media. But you're so right. If you've seen somebody who is doing it and doing it well, I promise you, you could probably do it better down the road. Learn from that individual, and then that is so good. So powerful.
I actually did that as well when I worked at the TV station that I used to work at. There was a whole production department, and I worked in Master Control, and I would actually leave out of Master Control and go sit down with an Emmy Award-winning motion graphic artist.
Oh, yeah.
And I would literally sit there, and he would stop his work to show me new things. And like it was mostly in After Effects, and then he started showing me stuff in 3D. But I would get in trouble. I would get both of us in trouble because I would sit there for like 4 hours, which is half my shift, and just talk to him and listen to him and learn from what he had to teach me.
So smart. And you know, you said the other day, and it's true. We don't want this to be true, but this is the world we live in. And Brandon brought this up on our road trip this week. The internet will teach you anything.
Oh yeah,
that's how I started my whole entire career. Was YouTube. I learned everything on the internet back in 2003 is when I started.
Mm-hmm. Motion and editing and Premiere and
I actually
HTML.
Skillshare. I think what was like $8 a month. And
I've never looked into it.
What it is?
Not it's sponsored like, by Skillshare.
It's like premium. Yeah, it's like premium YouTube, and they provide you with all your files that you need, so you can follow along step by step. I learned so much for $8 a month.
Wow.
And it, like I applied it in my college projects and everything, and that kind of goes back to like most of it is at your own expense to figure out how to brand yourself. But yeah, that right there, the internet.
I think if you want to be independent and you want to have your own business or freelance or whatever, you have to just make that path. Mm-hmm. No one's going to create it for you. And that's why I don't think school is almost necessary for if you want to own your own business.
A little disclaimer. I'm, you know, college, a university, that's also part of a life path.
Yeah,
you know, you learn things in college and at the university that could be useful or helpful, or perhaps that's where you're going to find your husband or your wife. Or we're not saying, you know, not to go to college or university, but you're right. If you've attended some classes, you didn't feel like you were getting what you wanted, maybe you're already more of a forward-thinking individual. You're already super smart like Rob. And when he enters these classes, he winds up teaching them. He winds up teaching them. And, you know, you always want to be learning. And if you're not challenged, I think that's a better way to say it, too. If you are not being challenged, you might need to find that other path, or that, you know, make your own path, baby. Go for it.
Yeah, you always need that net, that slightly above, like the I don't know how to word it, but it's like the a little bit of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Like you always need a little bit of discomfort to get to the next level. If there's too much discomfort, you won't do it. Right.
That's true.
Right.
That's true.
But if there's just like that little bit of discomfort,
it's the Goldilocks zone.
I can actually see myself achieving that.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're not being challenged at all, like if there's no discomfort, then you're just stagnant and you're
content.
Complacent.
Yeah.
You know what? I think I'm going to listen to this podcast. This is pretty good stuff.
Well, right? Currently we are listening to
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Sometimes I have a problem with retention, though. I might go back and listen to it again.
Yeah, I can't recall what we were talking about 5 minutes ago.
But if you've been listening to, you know, we're going to continue to do these MGM podcasts in 2022. We have many, many contributors, varying skill sets, and hopefully you can take away something. And if nothing else, just like maybe Brandon's creepy voice. Brandon, come on in. I mean, he was just waiting for
I don't
a
think
shot.
Brandon can make his way through.
Brandon,
yeah, there's a big tripod over. In the way.
Way to go, Brandon. You locked yourself out of the room. See?
Maybe he did it intentionally.
He's got to always be willing and ready for this could be your big shot, man, your big break.
He's coming.
Oh, he's coming. Say, he's
just,
making
just
his way
walk
over.
Under.
I wish I had. Oh, I do.
He's not as limber as you, Prescott.
I know. Take a picture. See, you never get to see that side. He's trying to step over. Yeah, that's really good. It's not going to make
what
it.
What if you just like crawled under the tripod like that?
All right,
like
listen.
That.
This is a reason
oh,
right
get
now.
It,
oh,
get
my
it.
Gosh.
Oh, he's going.
Here
oh,
he
he's
oh, my
going.
Gosh. Here he comes. Oh, wait. I bumped my mic. Oh, yeah. There. Wait. Okay. Okay.
You guys, we're a video production company. Okay, I was going to say, why is nobody shooting video?
I did take a picture. What the heck was that? Okay.
I did the creepy voice in the last one.
Yeah, a lot of it. A lot of the creepy. You came over here for
okay.
that?
Okay, crawl back now.
Okay. Oh my gosh, the things.
Look at that
do.
Crawl of shame.
Yeah, crawl of shame.
We're gonna have to blur out we're gonna have to blur out the B crack though.
I didn't get the B crack. You're good, Brandon. I didn't get it. All right.
I did. I'll put it on my OnlyFans tonight.
That's
there you
guys.
Go.
That's
no,
good.
I was talking about it on her phone because she was shooting video of you.
All right, but
look at him. He's so distraught.
If you like these podcasts and you want one of your own, we can actually hook you up here.
Heck yeah, we can.
Yeah. Yeah, this is the perfect studio for a podcast. We got the killer wood table.
Man.
We got the vibes in here.
The very nice microphones.
Very nice microphones.
Very nice headphones.
We can have up to four people, so you can have up to three guests with you.
Well, people can sit in your lap.
Have a great
I don't
time.
Care. I mean, yeah. Whatever.
Dibs.
Yeah, it's true.
Dibs. All right. So anybody have any closing remarks before we get on out of here? We have exceeded our time, by the way. Thanks, Rob.
That's what I do.
I wasn't going to touch it because it makes noise when you touch it.
Yeah, but we'd rather hear you.
The mic.
That's what she said.
Okay. Stop. That was sick. You're not going there. This is a family program.
Right. With all the bleeps that happened earlier
kids
in the
show.
Episode.
Kids show. It's a kids show.
Kids show.
Yeah, on YouTube. Check that box. Four kids.
Hi, kids.
No. All right. If that's your closing comments, that's pretty weak.
Oh, I don't have any closing comments.
None.
balance and boundaries.
Balance.
They coincide.
I like that.
So wherever you set your boundary is where you set your balance.
Love it.
Remember, just outside your boundaries is growth.
Oh, seek and find. How about that?
More inspiring words.
All right. And that's it. That's a wrap. Bye.